There's an old saying, throw your body over the fence and your mind will surely follow. I don't know who said it first, but it stuck with me. At first, I thought it was too complex for this little mind to figure out what it meant to me. But after years of the phrase bouncing around in my head, I think it's come to mean that I don't get anywhere without the doing part. I can have all the best ideas and intentions about improving my life or serving others, but without the action part, I set upon nothing. There's a difference between knowing better and doing better. I guess there's another famous line that goes, "The road to hell is paved with good intentions." I'm comprised of gases, chemicals, and minerals that produce thoughts and ideas and actions. And it's the actions that are really the most important part of my existence. For example, I always thought I was a pretty good guy. I have sweet, loving thoughts, and I mean well. I've always meant well and empathize easily with others. You know, I was somewhat shocked when people didn't see me that way and treated me with less respect than what I thought I deserved. After all, I meant well, but others see me by my actions, not by my thoughts. Now, I can tell them my thoughts, but that makes no difference because my actions speak louder. Now, don't get me wrong. My thoughts are vitally important, and I should keep them positive and loving. Proverbs says that I must be careful how I think, that my life is shaped by my thoughts. But without action upon my thoughts, I've gained little. Eckhart Tolle says, our mind lives in the past and the future, not the present, though it takes our past experiences and constantly projects them into the future. He says that we are not our thinking mind. We are the watcher. We are not our thoughts. We are our actions and our feelings. He goes so far to say that we are not responsible for our thoughts. And you know what? I've come to believe that. Let me tell you, I have some crazy, absolutely nutty and terrible thoughts bouncing around in my head at times. I'll say to myself, where did that thought come from? Tolle says, however, I am responsible for the thoughts that I entertain, feed, and water. But yet again, it's all in the action, and that really is the hard part. Many times, I just don't have the desire, the interest, or the energy to get up off my lazy bottom and carry out that which I want to do, what I want others to see me do. It is when I act and do when I feel the best. It is when I pick up that phone and call a friend whose mother is dying. Do I feel that I'm making a difference? It's when I sit quietly with my wife and listen to her that I feel complete. And it's when I sit on the dock with my dad, fishing. Do I know that I'm doing God's will? I have to throw my body over the fence and my mind follows. Or, in the famous words of Larry the Cable Guy, get her done. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.